This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Thursday, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
And those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Nico and Steven are here. Good morning from Nico and Steven. Happy Thursday. Vibes are up for Pizza Thursday.
Yeah.
One more day to go, everybody. Love you, Moose and Breezy.
Yeah, we love you too, guys. You never answered our question yesterday. Do you guys get paid bi-weekly or
Wednesday? Guys? Hi.
Filthy rich.
Literally dripping in money. love that for them. And yeah. Who else is here? We have Rebecca weighing in. She says,
Rebecca.
I think I'm going to take the day off because the weather sounds too bad to leave the house. There, I said it. All right.
And actually, I think it's fine right now.
It literally, I mean, listen, this,
looks all right.
let me get our boots on the ground meteorologist on the line. My girlfriend, how are the roads, sweetie? She has my car, so.
Oh, she does.
Bless her, truly.
All right, let me send the weather balloon up real quick. I'll take a look at this.
Right. You should have seen Moose recording this audio in the studio.
It's going to be like 39 today. But they're saying it's going to be slick, freezing rain, freezing ice all over the East Coast between 5 and 10 a.m. this morning.
Right, of course. And then we have Sarah weighing in. Sarah says, I'm very... Oh, they said weekly.
Sarah Lee. Weekly?
Yeah.
They cha-ching.
Said weekly.
Cha-ching, you guys.
Wowzies. Weekly's crazy.
Take Breezy and I to dinner.
No, fully. We get paid like once a month. I don't know. Anyways, Sarah's here. She says, good morning, guys. Going to look at a dog after work. Feeling excited. Moose, if you want to come, just let me know.
Yeah, I'll come through. Which one is it? Which kind of dog? Is it a Frenchie?
No, it's a French bulldog.
Oh, no, I'm not interested.
I went to an appointment yesterday. People were like, the people at the front desk were dying. They were like, Moose with the Frenchie comment was insane. I was like, no, I know.
Guys.
It was insane.
I've never had a dog in my life. Okay.
If you missed it, I'll reenact it for you. Moose, you can't get a French bulldog. They have a lot of health issues.
I don't want a French bulldog. I want a Frenchie.
Right. Those are one and the same. Same thing. It's
what,
just shortened.
I mean, come on. What do I know?
Yeah, but you're not getting a dog, right?
They're like the Lamborghinis of dogs. They're like 10 grand between 5 and 10. By the way, I go online yesterday while we're talking about this segment, and I was like, how much is a Frenchie? And they're like, anywhere between $50 and $10,000. What kind of number is that?
That's quite, that's talk about range. Wow.
Yeah, that's a huge gap.
Alyssa's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are up because today is my Friday.
Pop off.
Yeah. I'm in my good vibes because I got my walking pad in the studio. I'm very excited. I'm going to walk between breaks. I'm super pumped.
She's turning the studio into a Planet Fitness.
You gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta commit to your goals. You gotta commit to your goals. If you can't commit to your goals, what can you do? You know what I mean?
That's what's up. Tell me about your vibes this morning.
I just said they're up because I got a walking pad. What about you?
That was vibes. You, huh? What's that song? What's that song that work? Who sings that?
I want to see you work out for me. And we got a good thing. J. Cole.
No, not even close. I'm talking like the 80s, 90s. Work.
Oh, RuPaul?
Is it?
That's
it. Is it?
Yes.
I'm trying to find it. It's
work,
just,
work it, girl. Work it, girl. Give us a twirl.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just RuPaul.
Okay, that's the song I wanted to play when you're on the treadmill.
I think it's called like Model Song.
I don't even see it in here.
I know.
I feel slightly better than yesterday, but definitely not 100%. I just, you know that feeling you get when you swallow and it feels like shards of glass in your throat?
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
It's called Supermodel if you want to get that queued up for me when I start on the treadmill.
Okay, I'll play.
Very excited for that.
All right, but for the most part, yeah, tomorrow's Friday. Looking forward to that. And I'm just happy to be here this morning.
I'm happy you're here.
Yeah, we're going to try and push through this morning, guys. But we love that you're here. We love that you tune in the morning. So thank you so much. Otherwise, it'd just be Breezy and I having a conversation with ourselves,
right,
which we're already doing. So arrests were made, I'm happy to say, in the connection with that robbery that took place at Dubai Jewelry Store at Grease Ridge Mall, because people are getting real ballsy today. I mean, you walk in the mall in the middle of the afternoon through the food court.
Oh, they don't care.
I mean, yeah. Not to mention, I mean, the mall at Grease Ridge is pretty empty.
And everyone's just like, it's like New York City in there. There's like horrible things happening. Everyone just walks by. They're like, nah, just another day at Grease Ridge Mall.
Just another day. We'll get into that for the big story of the day. Thank you guys for the vibes this morning. It's PXY Moose, Breezy Breeze. Happy Thursday.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PX. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, arrests were made, finally, in connection with that robbery that took place at Dubai Jewelry Store in Grease Ridge Mall last month. I think a lot of us remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Suspects reportedly jumped the store's counter, used a baseball bat to break the display cases right in the middle of the day. Right, then this store is located right in the middle of the food court, too, I think. They roughly stole around $90,000 worth of merchandise. And security officers reportedly confronted the suspects during the incident, but was threatened with that baseball bat.
The baseball bat.
Police said another security officer was nearly struck by a bat that one of the suspects threw at him. I mean, so what they knew at this time was that they ran out of the mall through the food court, got away in a silver Chevy Malibu, which was later found on Lang Street in Rochester. SWAT teams from the Grease and Rochester Police Department executed a high-risk search warrant Wednesday at an address on Remington Street, right here in Rochester, according to Grease Police, with this, the help of New York State Police assisting them. And they searched three other locations. The three suspects that were caught were Jerusalem Smith, Destiny Allen, and Michael Ruiz. I guess you could say Destiny finally met her destiny.
Destiny's a woman. Yeah. That's tough.
Nice.
I hate all of it.
All three were charged with robbery, grand larceny, and criminal mischief. I mean, by the way, there was eight people involved in this. They caught three out of eight. So they're still working on this case. It's still an investigation. It's still open. But good on the police. Getting the job done.
Very much so. I mean,
I'm
glad that there's people being brought to justice, because so many times it's like, well, there's really nothing we can really do with the bail reform, you know? It's like, what?
There was outrage. People were pissed. You know, you just feel so just vandalized.
Helpless.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
People were really upset. So I'm glad, you know, 3 out of 8 is better than nothing, I suppose. Right. Coming up on the show, just when you think your significant other has annoying habits, we get a message from a listener by the name of Paige, who's going to join us live next, who is wondering if she should be more concerned after finding out about her boyfriend's sneaky little phone habit.
It's so tough.
Is this a huge red flag? Maybe. We'll talk to Paige coming up next on the show. Just when you think your significant other has annoying habits, we get a message from a listener by the name of Paige last night, who's wondering if she should be more concerned after finding out about her boyfriend's sneaky little phone habit. It speaks my mornings.
Really a lot.
Yeah, Moose Breezy. Let's get right into it. Hi, Paige. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for coming on the air with us. So share with everyone in detail what your boyfriend has been doing with his phone.
Yeah, I just found out about, and I don't know yet whether this is a red flag or something that I need to be more worried about, but of course, when I bring it up, he tells me to relax or stop overthinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always saying that his phone service sucks. I've never talked to anyone who has more phone issues than him.
Okay.
His calls are always dropping.
His calls are always dropping, right?
His calls are always dropping.
And it's not 1996 anymore. They fixed this problem.
Yeah. And he's always told me how bad his self-service was at his apartment, because we would be in the middle of a conversation and the call would just drop.
What's he got, Boost Mobile?
No, he's got Verizon.
Classic. that's pretty high-end right there. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, it's the best one.
I would have to agree with you on that. It's the most expensive, but it is the best.
Yeah. So what happened was last week, he skipped out of work early to join me for happy hour. Okay. And he got a call from his boss.
Right.
And his boss was grilling him on something he never finished before he took off for the day.
Well, happy hour's and more important.
But as my boyfriend was talking mid-sentence, he just hung up on his boss and then put his phone on airplane mode.
What?
Yes.
Right. Classic.
Is this classic? I've never heard of someone doing this.
This is so classic.
And then later, he sent his boss a text saying that he was getting terrible cell service and that he would call him later.
When he did this, what's going through your head?
It became really clear that all the times when our car would drop, it was because I was confronting him about something.
Well, and he would just hang up and chuck his phone on airplane mode and be done with it for the night.
Right. So he's clearly doing this to you, Paige.
I talked to him about it then, and he was like, no, babe, stop overthinking. You know how Verizon sucks. It's not my fault.
Liar.
I have the worst feeling in my gut that he's lying to me.
Yeah, no, he definitely is, especially if he did it right in front of you. This is obviously his MO. This is obviously his move.
Don't get me wrong. It's creative.
Well, obviously, you've been to his apartment before. Do you have Verizon? Do you have sucky service in there?
Yeah, I've never had a self-service.
Right, of course. So this is amazing, because I'm going to start using it. But I don't know. I've definitely done something similar, not with the cell service, but like saying my phone died, which like it actually does die, but... Or I'll be like, I'm getting a call on the other end. I have to hang up, and like nobody's calling me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, but definitely a little sketchy as your girlfriend.
So what's the conversation like now with him? Because you saw him do it in front of his boss. He's clearly been doing it to you for quite some time now. So anytime you confront him about something or he feels like you're nagging him, he drops the call.
I don't know what to do now because I don't trust him.
Right. I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what to tell you, Paige.
I mean, did you confront him? Did you say, like, sir?
I did. Yeah.
And he was just like, shut up?
Makes you wonder, though.
He was like, you're overthinking. I never do this to you. It's just Verizon.
Oh, so he's gaslighting you a little bit, too, on the side?
A little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
A classic gaslighter.
You guys been together for quite some time?
It's been about 3-4 months.
3-4 months is not a long time. Yeah. And you know what? I don't know if you're familiar, Paige. Breezy and I had a conversation about the Mel Robbins let them theory. Mm-hmm. You just got to let him keep doing what he's doing so he can show you who he truly is.
Right.
That's our advice to you. Just let him. Let him keep doing it. What other sneaky habits does he have?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm scared.
You know, does he go to the bathroom and not wipe? I mean, what else is he doing?
Do you guys think that this is possibly worth ending the relationship over?
Oh, wow. I don't know if we can answer that.
I honestly feel like everybody's so quick to be like, should we break up? Like, every time we talk to them, they're like, he left his towel on the floor. Should we break up? Like, I think that people are so quick to think that that is the only case scenario, and it's not. I mean, like, have a conversation with him. Be an adult. And if he continues to do this, I mean, listen, the jig is up on his end, so yeah. You know what's going on. It's not like he can ever use that move on you again, because you truly won't believe him.
Right.
So
it really comes down to
ship up or shape out.
This comes down to how much you're willing to put up with, Paige, at this point. And think about it. It's only been 3-4 months. So, You know what I mean? And he's doing it to his boss, too. 585-252-9800. Anyone else do this?
I'm not saying
it's a terrible idea.
I really like the concept, really, if you don't get caught.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it, Paige. I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your gut telling you want to do?
I don't know. The sex is really good, but sometimes he's a real idiot.
Right, of course. All right, Paige. It looks like you can only answer that question.
Okay. Yeah, Paige, thanks for the call. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, talk soon. Bye. The sex is really good, of course.
Of course.
Rob says, sometimes guys just don't feel like chatting. I don't think it's right to do this to your boss, but there is, and he wrote in all caps, nothing wrong with doing this to a significant other if you don't feel like talking. It's not like he's hanging up on her face. He's just saying he has bad service.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Rob.
This person's checking in. He's definitely lying. Why are men so sketch? I started dating this guy in July, and I was going through his camera roll. Looking for old pictures of us.
Yeah.
We've been friends for years.
Okay.
And he had pictures of other females, including nudes, from over the years.
Oh!
And I... And I said, what are these? He said, I forgot. He said he forgot he had them. Upon getting in a new relationship, you didn't check these things? Men are disgusting, and they all lie.
Listen, women have nudes, too, in their phones. They just don't like to admit it. And that's a true story. Jennifer says,
I'm sure they're so good without them. I'm sure they are super good without them.
Jennifer says, you guys want to talk about annoying habits? My husband never refills the Brita in the fridge.
Okay.
He could care less if somebody...
He could care less if someone
else wants water.
This person says, they've only been together for 3 or 4 months. What has she had to confront him about that caused... drop the calls on her? That is a really good question. Like, what was so severe that he was like, nah, I'm out? Because if it was like a little thing, that's kind of telling for what's to come in your future.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like she's much of a nagger, but who knows? I don't know.
This person says, who has time to listen to someone complain all the time? I definitely would have hung up on them too and not given an explanation. My life is stressful enough to hear someone complaining. Not them being pro-boyfriend.
Jillian says, don't listen to Breezy. Girl, run. Run now. This guy's lying to you straight up. Yes, this is a total red flag. If this was my boyfriend, he would be on the street in a second. Nobody hangs up the phone on me. Stop wasting your time on deadbeat guys.
Period.
Somebody said, what's wrong with Boost Mobile? Nothing. Nothing's wrong with Boost
Mobile. Nothing. Moose is like looking into a plan after work, so it's fine. Literally.
Everybody has annoying habits in a relationship. This we can agree.
Yes.
But when you find out somebody is blatantly hanging up the phone on you, I could see why Paige would be bothered by this.
I'd be bothered too.
Even though you're the queen of this.
Yeah, I do this all of the time, and it's okay.
Have you, in the almost 1 year you've been with your girlfriend, pulled a stunt like this?
I've definitely been like, someone's calling me, I have to go. Sometimes I just like don't feel like talking. It's nothing against anybody.
Yeah, it's just, you're doing it all morning.
Like, oh, over it. Like, my mom's calling. See ya. I just want to listen to my music in peace, or I just want to sit down in peace. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think that's so wrong. I think that's a boundary. So, but like, if I were to be like, hey, I just want to hang up, they'd be like, why? You know?
Right. Yeah, I understand
that. So sometimes you got to just take one for the team.
All right. And there's a couple people also messaging in and saying, I don't know if it's worth breaking up over. Give it a couple more months, see if he keeps doing it. You know, if he truly wants to fix the problem, he'll switch carriers.
No, fully, but he doesn't.
98 PXY.
So important to stab this way.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Welcome back to the show. On this show, we have had many conversations about the bed. How many times a week do you wash your sheets? Do you sleep with a pillow? Is it gross to eat food in your bed? Yes, 100% it is.
There's a lot of drama that happens on that Tempur-Pedic, I'll tell you that much.
Well, the topic of discussion this morning is whether or not some people actually use the top sheet when making the bed. I couldn't imagine not using the top sheet. I couldn't imagine.
So
it's part of the set.
No.
Right?
What does a top sheet do? Please enlighten me, because
guys, if
it's not important to me.
Well, it is. If you use a top sheet, you are reducing your laundry. That means you have to wash the comforter or the duvet cover less. Am I wrong? Because whatever sheet or comforter touches your skin is what you typically have to wash more of. And you're reducing the laundry load by using the top sheet. And I might I add, it is comfortable, especially if it's made out of bamboo.
What?
I rest my case.
Bamboo? Sounds like a lot of slivers. A lot of slivers.
You've never slept in bamboo sheets? Breezy,
no?
They're so comfortable.
I feel like you're pulling my leg.
What are you talking about? I spent a pretty penny on my bed sheets, and they're bamboo. They're so soft.
Wow. Okay. Love that.
I love that you think you get slivers from bamboo sheets.
I think wood. So I've been living with my girlfriend now for 3 months, and it's been a whirlwind for sure. You know, a lot of adjusting, a lot of having fun. We got into a little tiff.
As one would when living together.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the tiffs are small and stupid, and some of the tips are, dare I say, airworthy. So let's bring it to the air.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
And we were making the bed the other day. Well, no, let me back up.
You guys do the bed together?
The dog puked on the bed. Love
right.
It. Okay. I was like, I love this, Russ.
By the way, this brings me to my next question. Not to cut you off. You let the dog sleep in the bed with you guys?
Not on my side.
But she's on the bed?
Yeah, other side. That's why we have a king. They have their side. I have my side. And when the dog comes to my side, I absolutely lose my mind. But that's a story for another day. So the dog pukes on the bed, and it's in the middle of the morning. Like, I'm getting ready to go to work. I don't have time to deal with that. She's, like, sleeping. I'm like, okay. I was like, don't worry about it. I'll just change everything when I get home. Whatever. So I strip the duvet cover. I strip the sheets. I do everything. I put a new duvet cover on because we have a rotation. I put a new duvet cover on. I put new sheets on, and she's not there. So what we do is the fitted sheet, the mattress pad, obviously, the fitted sheet, which goes on the mattress, and that's what you lay on. And then we have like a fleece blanket that goes in between the duvet cover and the fitted sheet.
Okay.
Okay. So what she does is she'll do fleece blanket, top sheet, duvet. I'm like, this is a lot of admin. This is a ton of admin.
It's not.
When I did it, I did fitted sheet, fleece, duvet. I have always, always lived under the notion that a top sheet is not needed. It's not necessary. And quite frankly, I think it's a waste of cloth. And I think this is why we have such a waste issue in the U.S. You do not
need.
Oh,
really? The waste issue in the U.S. is caused by top sheets?
Solely alone.
Right. Okay.
You do not need a top sheet. And I would beg to say that this is honestly a generational thing, because I've gotten in fights with my own mother over this. She says, Brianna, why are you not using a top sheet? You need to use a top sheet. And I'm
She's right.
No, I'm so good on that.
585-252-9800. Guys, this is the top sheet argument. You know me. There's not a day that goes by where I don't wake up in the morning and not make my bed. It's so important. You got to.
She's the same way. Thank God I have her. You know what I mean?
Right. Parts of me feel like you stole her from me. Now, when I wash my bedding and wash my sheets, you put the fitted padding, whatever the hell that is, on the mattress.
The mattress pad, yeah.
The mattress pad, then the fitted sheet, then the top sheet, then the, I do a little in between. There's like this comforter, and then after that, there's the comforter to the back.
Oh, so you don't have a duvet. That sucks.
No, I got rid of it.
That sucks. I love a duvet.
Hello, PXY.
Hello.
Hi, Breezy's girlfriend.
Hi.
Okay,
how
so
are we doing?
Wouldn't you agree?
Hi, Patrice.
Wouldn't you agree that if you use a top sheet, you're reducing your laundry load?
I would agree, and I would also like to say, Breezy, I love you, but you're disgusting.
Tell us why.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's go back to the dog puking on the bed story. She left out a part. She goes, I'll clean this up when I get home. 5 days later, did she do the laundry?
Oh, 5 days?
Oh, yeah.
Not us keeping score.
Yeah. keeping score.
There's a reason why I love when you call in is because there's so much of the story that we haven't heard.
Oh, there's two sides to every story.
And one side's made up, and it's not mine. No.
You're delusional. It goes top sheet, or it goes fitted sheet, top sheet. Then it goes blanket, then it goes comforter or duvet cover, whatever
right.
you want to use.
That's right.
No, it's yeah. not.
She's 100% correct.
The fleece blanket touches our skin.
But it does because that's how you made the bed. It's not supposed to be. It shouldn't be touching
why
the skin.
Would we, why would we have a fleece blanket that is completely covered by a sandpaper sheet? That makes literally no sense.
Who's the big spoon?
Because it's too hot.
Too hot?
I would have a whole sweat.
Who's the big spoon and who's the little spoon?
And then you got to go blanket.
Because think about it. If you guys reduce the number of comforters you have on your bed, because it is a lot, what do you guys keep each other warm at night? Who's the big spoon?
We don't.
It's the dog. It's the dog?
We don't do that. We don't do that.
The big spoon would be me because Breezy is the princess. So
my girlfriend sleeps at a 90-degree angle, so... So, she's like, I have acid reflux. I'm allergic to onions. I'm like, it seems like a myth. Anyways.
Let's go over to Julie really quick. Okay, Julie's texting in and says, my boyfriend thinks sleeping without a top sheet is gross, especially since I only wash my duvet once a month. I wash my sheets once every 2 weeks, but the duvet is a hassle, and I don't want to wash it every 2 weeks. Why it's so important to have the top sheet? Instead, Breezy's using the top sheet as a tarp when she paints the apartment.
You guys don't understand the top sheet lore, okay? This person is echoing exactly what I'm saying. If you have dogs that sleep in your bed with you, the top sheet isn't saving you from laundry. I hate top sheets. They absolutely trap my feet. Fleece blankets in between is so much better. The wad at the end of the bed, it's just like so unnecessary. Nobody sleeps just like light as a feather, stiff as a board. And if you do, you're high. You're delusional. That's not true.
Listen, in general, if you sleep with your dog, you could care less about cleanliness. There, I said it. Girl laughing that sleeps with her dog.
No, literally. She's like, I'm so clean. I'm so put together. I'm like, we have dog hair everywhere.
My side is clean and put together. Look at your side. It looks like a tornado went through it.
We're going to have to let you go, Patrice. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I got to go to work.
I love that we call her Patrice.
Yeah, that's her name. So, anyways, I just wish more people understood. And I honestly feel like it's a generational thing. Because if you were to ask anyone who was born in the 60s, 70s, possibly even 80s, they would say top sheet all the way.
Oh,
but
God.
Me and all my Gen Z friends, anti-top sheet.
Yeah,
no, thank you. Good on that.
My grandmother, God rest her soul, there's no way she'd ever go to bed without a top sheet. There's no way. I don't think any grandparents would.
So, okay, not to keep going further, but one more question before we wrap up. How do you make your bed with said top sheet? Because my mom always taught me,
yeah,
before I was completely anti-top sheet, to put it in upside down or inside out. So when you fold it over.
She's right.
the nice part is showing.
She's correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Well, I'm not doing it anyway, so it doesn't really matter, but...
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music. So, I'm not going to lie. It was a bit of a shock when I found out that schools had off for the Lunar New Year celebration. Because that's never been a thing. This was the first year that districts implemented a day off for the Lunar New Year to observe that. So I was wondering, like, what was the vibe? What was happening? Was there any recognition of it? And I got my answers. Students at Greece Central School District participated in a Lunar New Year celebration at Odyssey Academy. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Wednesday night, honoring the heritage and traditions of Asia. So they brought in a bunch of different mascots to kind of amplify exactly what Lunar New Year is about. I don't even know what it's about, and I'm 30 years old. So I kind of wish we did have the day off or the observation of it just so we could learn a little bit more. But I'm glad that it's coming to the forefront now. They said, we hope they're going to learn some about our new culture or our culture, tradition, and how we celebrate this year. The year is the snake, and it's also the biggest holiday of the year for all of us. So we would like to share our culture, our tradition with everybody, and especially starting at such a young age to know and represent it throughout their lifetime. Lunar New Year marks the arrival of spring and the beginning of the new year of the lunar solar calendar. So it's obviously very big in Asia. So really cool stuff. Looked like a party.
Yeah.
Honestly, kind of annoyed I wasn't invited, but these things happen.
Well, what are you going to do? So basically, if you're not familiar, the year of the snake is a time of renewal, wisdom, personal growth when it comes to Chinese astrology.
Did you celebrate it? Like, do you know anything about the Lunar New Year?
Well, my years back, I celebrated, I can't remember what year it was, but it was Year of the Rat. And it was associated with luck. It was the worst year of my life.
Year of the rat.
Yeah, but this year, 2025, marks the year of the snake, and it's all about renewal and personal growth. And I think a lot of us can relate to that, right?
Absolutely.
When it comes to personal growth, well, at least that's the plan.
Hopefully.
So, but I think it's great that they're celebrating that.
You know,
and they did it in the Greece School District.
Yeah.
Coming up, you guys, it's everyone's favorite game in the 5A5.
Can't be breezy.
And we're looking for caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets to see Titanic live. If you guys are interested in seeing the ship sink again, that's at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater for February 21st, which is a Friday night. Now, Breezy currently holds the record at 8-5. She is on fire.
No, I'm absolutely crushing you guys, and I would be scared to play against me. No pressure, though.
8 wins on the board, 5 losses. If you think you have what it takes to beat our girl Breezy, call her 8 right now, 585-252-9800. We do it next. Good luck.
It's the easiest way to win $5,000.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
beat Breezy! Yay!
Looking for caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800, you guys. We have a pair of tickets to go see Titanic live at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. This is for February 21st.
Again, guys, this is not a play. Don't get it twisted.
Breezy currently holds the record with 8 wins and 5 losses. And yes, I'm just as surprised as you guys.
I'm coming out of the gate hot in 2025.
That she is. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this? Hello, PXY.
Katie,
where are you calling from this morning? Good morning.
I'm calling from Macedon.
Well, we have good news for you. You're caller number 8!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
You're going to go.
Yes!
So many times.
All right, listen, before we do anything, I need you to talk some trash to Breezy real quick. Tell her that her parents don't love her.
I don't know if I can do that. She's so nice.
I know. Moose tries to get everyone to conspire against me, but he's the only one who does it, so.
All right, Breezy's going to leave the room.
All right, good luck, Katie!
All right, yeah. Well, everyone's wishing each other luck. All right, Katie, the rules are simple. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win. Let's go to question number 1.
Katie.
Oh, God. Okay.
Name a continent. Name one continent, any one, I don't care.
North America.
Question number two, Katie. Who is the author behind the children's book, Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
It's going with Dr. Seuss. Let's go to question number three. Katie, how many total planets are in our solar system?
Does Pluto count still?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Nine.
Going with nine. All right, Katie, question number four. What is the First Amendment? What is the First Amendment?
Oh, my God. Freedom of speech?
Going with freedom of speech? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right, that's okay. Going with freedom of speech. And question number five, Katie. Who owns the food slogan, come hungry, leave happy?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
It's a restaurant. Who says, come hungry, leave happy? 3 seconds.
I don't know. Applebee's.
All right, we're going with Applebee's. All right, we love it. We love it. All right, Katie, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to tally these up. We're going to bring our girl Breezy back into the room.
Katie, all right. What's the vibe?
Let's see what we're looking at here. Katie, we are looking at a total of, not too shabby, 3 out of 5.
Not bad, not bad.
All right, sit tight.
She goes, oh boy.
We're going over to our girl Breeze. Katie, I'll be right with you. Breezy, question number one.
Yes.
Name a continent. Name one continent, anyone.
Asia.
Going with Asia. Question two. Who's the author behind the children's book, Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
Question number three. Breezy, how many total planets are in our solar system?
742.
That's aggressive. Okay. I'll go.
Just a rough estimate.
Okay, right. 742 planets. Okay. Question number four, Breezy. What is the First Amendment?
Free speech?
Free speech? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
Okay. And question number five, Breezy, who owns the food slogan, come hungry, leave happy? Yeah, 3 seconds on the board.
Oh,
no, the clock is
Wendy's?
Ticking. Time is up, but yeah, sure. I think that was Wendy's that said that.
That's okay. Not it.
All right. Let's go to the board right here. We are looking at a tie.
Shut up.
That means our girl Katie automatically gets the win.
Damn it. Well, no, happy for you, Avi, but like, let's go over the answers.
All right, you guys were correct. Katie said North America. Breezy said Asia. Those are both continents. Dr. Seuss, that is correct. Ladies, there are 8 planets in our solar system. Katie said 9. Breezy said 742. The First Amendment is freedom of speech. And who owns the food slogan, come hungry, leave happy? It is, of course, IHOP. All right, thank you guys for playing.
Oh, my God. Of course, he says.
Katie, you won this the 2 tickets to go see Titanic Live. Who are you going to bring to the show with you?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
You're not
bring
sure?
Bring me.
Probably my best friend.
You know, the questions I typically asked you this morning are asked by health professionals in the medical field to determine whether or not someone has brain damage. I was going to tell you to pull over, But you actually did pretty good.
That reminds me of that one time I went for an IQ test and they asked my mom if I was dropped on my head as a child or any traumatic car accidents that I've been in. But these things happen.
By any chance, was your daughter thrown into a ceiling fan?
It's like, not that I can remember, but maybe.
All right, Katie, we'll get you out of here. Stay there. I'm going to grab your info. Do me a favor. Say, my name is Katie from Macedon, and I just beat Breezy.
Barely.
My name is Katie, and I'm from Macedon, and I just beat Breezy.
Let's go!
98 PXY, just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental confidential.
Right. Can't remember the last time it was anonymous.
Right.
What are you going to do? As a mother, how do I talk to my son about his absent father? This is
a happy one.
Yeah.
Buckle up, folks.
Well, this message came in from Angela. She says, good morning. This message is from Moose and Breezy. I have a daughter who's 4 years old. She attends daycare, so she hears her friends talk about their dads or see them get picked up by their dads. For context about my daughter's biological father, he did not want to be a father and left while I was pregnant. He deleted all of his social media, changed his phone number, basically went off the grid. And I haven't seen him or heard from him since I was 4 months pregnant. Wow, he just peaced out.
I was like, see ya.
So she goes on to say, you get the type of idea of the type of man he is. Last year, I dated a guy for a few months. He also had a daughter. Me, him, my daughter, and his daughter would go out together a lot. And my daughter would hear her daughter call him dad. And then she would start calling him dad as well. His daughter would also start to call me mom because she heard my daughter calling me mom. While I would correct her each time to say his name and, you know, not to call him dad. We had only been together for a few months, so I didn't want her to call him dad just yet in case we broke up.
Correct.
Which actually took place back in November.
Oof.
So last week, and earlier this week, she started talking about her dad. And I think she is thinking about my ex, and I will remind her that that's not her dad. But then she'll still ask, where is my dad? And this is where I need advice. I have expected and dreaded when she was going to start asking me about her father. And I want to be as gentle and compassionate as possible and explain to her in a way that she will understand her father's not around and likely never will be. I'm struggling to come up with the best way to discuss the topic with her without confusing her or making her feel really sad.
Mm-hmm.
I really need help on what to say and how to say it. Thanks to you guys and any parents with any advice who's been through it. All right, that's Angela's message. Thank you so much for writing in. We appreciate that.
Interesting.
Tough conversation to have.
Interesting topic for sure, because you know what? I understand the dilemma, right? Especially considering the fact that her father is completely absent and it's not like he's even in the picture whatsoever. So her clinging on to any male figure and calling them dad is reasonable, right? Because she's just trying to fill that void that she didn't even know she had before she started hanging out with friends and seeing that they had dads and things of that nature.
Yeah, sure.
But I think it's so important, and I will reiterate it, to, you know, it's all each their own and all within your own time frame and period and what you're comfortable with. But introducing children to your significant others too soon, too early, too fast, because these things happen all of the time.
Yeah, we got a lot of single parents that listen to this show that have weighed in quite a bit, especially on topics like this, 585-252-9900. If you are a single parent, a couple of questions. One being, how long did you wait to introduce your child to your new significant other?
Right.
And when you did have to have the conversation about your partner being absent, what did that look like?
Right.
How did that sound? Would love to help our girl Angela out. And obviously, Breezy and I don't have all the advice on this topic this morning. So you guys would definitely help out with that. Couple texts coming in right away. Claire says, yes, this is definitely a tough conversation to have. Best advice is to tell her all families are different.
Mm-hmm.
Some families have a mom or a dad or multiple kids. Some kids live with their grandparents. Some families have just a dad or just a mom or two moms, etc. But I think this is the best thing you can do when describing or explaining to your kids about their current situation. Rob says, hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. The Family Book by Todd Parr is a good book to help explain how families come in different shapes and sizes.
Absolutely. I love when we get book recommendations because you're already reading to your kid anyways. So you might as well be reading something that they could possibly retain and kind of put forth in their own life. I think this is really hard because kids can get easily confused. Although kids are very smart and very intuitive, it's very easy, like I said, for them to just pick up on something that someone else is doing and echo that behavior or echo that verbiage or language or whatever it is without really actually knowing what it means. And then you're also doing your kid that much more of a disservice by having that happen, allowing that to happen, and then down the road, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 3 years later, you guys end up splitting.
Which that does happen, yeah.
Because that can actually cause a lot of trauma for a child, truly.
Hey, guys, my kids also love the book Families, Families, Families. That was a good one on teaching kids that some families are different. And I think sometimes it's easier to teach them through reading instead of explaining it on your own. If I tried doing it without help and had this conversation with my daughter, I absolutely would have been doomed. I can't imagine it's easy to talk to.
Absolutely.
Who was it that I knew? This was years back. I knew a woman, single mom, and anytime she got into a new relationship, my friends, I remember, confronted her about it. She was so quick to introduce these new guys to her daughter, who was 7 years old.
Yeah.
It was like a rotating door. Ugh. They'd come, get to know her, be a part of her life, and then they were gone again. I'm like, listen, I'm no parent expert, but I can imagine this is going to cause some serious issues with your daughter when she gets older.
Absolutely.
Why would you introduce all these men to her so quickly?
Right. Yeah. No, I get that. And it's just, it's hard because your daughter is such a huge part of your life. Your children are a huge part of your life. So it would also feel wrong to hide them from your significant other. Not hide them, but not really show the full effect to your significant other or whoever it is that you're dating. Again, we're not parents. We're not in this situation. So I'm not trying to judge at all by any means because I don't feel like I'm in a position that I can. But I just see it a lot with our listeners who write in or people that I know. And
yeah.
You know,
child therapists, too, would give great advice, too. We have Jen here that says, I have a friend who's a single mom. Dad's not around at all. And she tells her son that his dad just isn't ready to be a dad right now. And she words it like that so he will understand he does have a father. He just doesn't have a relationship with him.
I would argue, though, that like it's easier kind of for a parent to just be completely absent than for you to explain that and then reintroduce someone and then have that person go away. Because it's like, at least them having an absent parent is just something that they know true and well. It's like something they've been coping with or they know this is how it is. But when it's constantly switching up, it's like,
yeah.
I have whiplash.
Right. Let's go over to this listener that says, good morning, guys. The only advice that I do have is don't make the mistake of not talking about it with him or her.
Correct.
Don't make it where it's off limits. It is a topic that you want to be open and honest about because honesty is usually the best. But don't wait too long at this point. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because Angela's daughter is 4 years old. Is that a good time? I mean, she's already asking questions, so I would assume it would be. Sure.
Right. Absolutely. Be open and honest, honestly, because that's the best policy. Can't imagine getting to the age of 12 or 16 or 18 and resenting your parent, right, for not sharing that information and not being forthcoming with that to be like, you lied to me most of my life. Because you don't want that.
No, you don't want the resentment either. And I'll go over to Lindsay here real quick that says, I would just say to her that she had a dad, but you don't know where he is and that he is somewhat of a stranger, but just be as simple and honest as possible without confusing her with details. Right. And as she gets older, she's going to ask more questions, and then you can explain that to her more in detail.
Correct.
tough conversation to have, but
very
obviously
much so.
It needs to be had. Angela, thank you so much for the message and weighing in. We got a couple of people here that have been through it and are actually offering to give Angela advice on the side. That's no problem. We'd be happy to pass your info along to her.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the message for parental today. We always do. Angela, thank you for your message, and good luck with that conversation with your daughter. We're going to take a quick break on PXY. We'll be right back.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. Well, arrests were finally made, you guys, in connection with that robbery that took place at Dubai Jewelry Store in Grease Ridge Mall last month. I mean, these guys were brave. Middle of the day, right in the food court, just came in with bats. $90,000 worth of merchandise. They reportedly jumped the store's counter, used a baseball bat to break the display cases, and, you know, have at it.
Right.
Security officer reportedly confronted the suspects during the incident. A lot of us saw that footage. He was threatened with a baseball bat, and police said another security officer was struck by a bat that one of the suspects threw. So what they knew at the time was they ran out of the mall through the food court, got away in a silver Chevy Malibu, which was later found on Lang Street in Rochester. SWAT teams from the Grease and Rochester Police Department executed a high-risk search warrant Wednesday at an address on Remington Street in The Rock. And according to Grease Police with New York State Police, they're grateful for the assistance. And three people are now in custody. There was three, I believe there was eight. There was eight of them. The three suspects that were caught were Jerusalem Smith, Destiny Allen, and Michael Ruiz.
I don't know why you're saying their name like they're game show contestants. Oh. Like they just won something huge. They're going to prison.
Destiny finally met her destiny, if you will.
If it was a woman.
Nice. Yes, it was. All three were charged with robbery, grand larceny, and criminal mischief.
As they should be.
They were really confident that they were going to get away with it. But I don't even know where they began to look.
Right.
But they got the job done. Obviously, this is still an open investigation. They're still looking for the five other suspects that were involved in this robbery at Dubai Jewelry in the middle of the mall. You know, I used to be a big mall walker.
You loved
now,
it.
I got my guard up. I'm looking over my shoulder. This took place at like 3 p.m.
Not you going to the mall packing.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Literally.
How many of you have a jealous coworker who thinks they should be making more money or should have gotten the promotion over you, even though, I don't know, they just started? Coming up, we're going to talk to Haley on the phone, who says she is sick of her entitled coworker who thinks she should be getting more money than Haley, even though she definitely has not been on the job as long as her. That's right. Coming up after the break on PXY Morning. Stay there. Every single office or field of work always has that one jealous coworker.
They always do.
Do they not?
They always do.
Why didn't I get the promotion?
It's so unfair, Jessica.
I've been here a month. Why don't I make the same amount of money as Dan?
Like, he's been here for 40 years. Thank you so much.
I just started. So what? I'm the boss, applesauce. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, how does one deal with a jealous coworker? Haley is on hold, waiting to talk to us. And you know what? If I'm being honest, her text message kind of triggered me.
Really?
Because it's crap.
Yeah.
Why should someone who doesn't have the same level of experience be entitled to the same level of pay?
The entitlement's crazy, I will admit.
Does anyone work with an individual like this? I know you do. 585-252-9800. Give us a call. Let us know. Hi, good morning, Haley.
Good morning. How are you?
We're so good. First time caller of the show?
No, I call quite often. I listen to it every morning.
Oh my God. We are obsessed with you. Thank you so much.
So you got to break this down for us. Did you get a promotion at work?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yay, congrats.
And somebody in the office is being catty. I'm guessing it's another female.
Yes. How did you know, Moose? How did you know?
What happened?
But by the way, congratulations on the promotion. How much more money are you making per paycheck?
About $1 per hour.
Okay, great. That's
right.
So it was definitely a good, yeah, it was good.
That's good. She goes, so it's definitely like the best.
Something, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For a broke young adult who's trying to figure out her life.
Yeah. Every, you do you, girl.
Every penny counts. Yeah. And who in the office has a problem with this?
There's a girl up front who I've been at the company longer than her. And now, so ever since I moved, she has been a little hostile.
Okay.
She didn't even apply for the position that I got.
Okay.
For some reason, she's real salty that she didn't get it. I was like, well, there's kind of steps that you have to take before you can get it in case you miss that part of, you know, getting a promotion.
Right.
So she didn't read the directions on how to do that, apparently, the For Dummies book, apparently.
And you said you've been working at this company longer than she has.
Yes, correct. A year longer than she has.
So where does that entitlement come from? Why does she feel like she deserves it more than you?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. I bust my butt for this company and everyone knows that here. Mm-hmm. Her, on the other hand, is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. She does the absolute bare minimum, but complains about everything she does throughout the day. So she's not doing a lot as it is, but yet she's complaining that she's overloaded and has so much to do. And I'm over here like hyperventilating in my office because I can't decide what I need to do first.
You know what you should do? Do us a favor. Give her some sort of direction or something she needs to do. Pretend like you're her superior and see how she reacts to
it. So she'll flip.
She probably will, yeah. She'll be like, what do you mean? She questions a lot of things. So I guarantee that's the first thing she's going to do is start questioning that.
Is she there right now?
She is. She's up front in her office.
All right. All right. Take the phone.
No.
No, I'm serious. Pretend you're not on the phone. Go over to her and tell her that she needs to do something. I don't care what it is. We want to get a reaction out of her.
I'll see. Let me peek in and see. She's member facing, what we call it. So she may have someone in her office.
Okay.
But let me sneak in real quick and see. Let me pop my head out. Yeah, she does have someone in her office right now. So
damn it.
That's a real bummer. Okay.
Haley was ready too.
Yeah, you were ready.
I know. Moose is ready to go.
I know. Oh my God. Did you have a good relationship with this person prior to the promotion, or has this always been a little rocky?
We actually went to high school together.
Oh, you did?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were close in high school?
We knew each other.
You've known each
other.
But
it was more of just like a, it was kind of more of like a high bye type thing. Like, yeah, I know you. But
yeah.
We never really hung out. We never really had classes together.
What you're describing, Haley, is something that people go through on the daily in the workplace. If you guys are just joining us right now,
it's
Haley
crazy.
Just got a promotion at her job. Congratulations. And the girl who's been there a year less than you've been there, okay, not as long, is extremely bitter over the fact that you got that promotion over her, and she didn't even apply. So now
she wasn't qualified.
She's not qualified, and she's made it very known to you that she's not happy that you got this promotion.
Correct.
God. Oh, that's so tough.
How many
and
of you
she's holding it over my head?
Like, does she mention it a lot? Like, does she say things like meh, meh, meh?
She doesn't, like, not directly. She kind of like beads around the bush.
Okay.
She's kind of like, oh, well, if I was in this position, I would do this. I'm like, well, you're not. So every day.
Oh my God.
All right.
You can't even handle the work that you have, let alone what I'm doing.
No, seriously.
Right. That's the thing. Do you feel like you're the type of person where, you know, you want to be the bigger person, invite her out to lunch, have a chat. Do you think she would accept that offer to do a sit down?
Honestly, no, I don't think so. I think it's more of just I'm just trying to survive at this point.
Yeah.
Wow.
And just kind of, if she needs anything, that's cool. I'm going to be civil. But as far as like the outside of the hours of 9 to 5, I'm not interested. Thank you. Move on.
How many of you can relate to this? 585-252-9800. Haley, thanks for coming on. And
of course,
you know,
you're the best. And you're handling this with class, so that's all you really can do. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to look at it from an adult perspective.
And you can't let outside noise affect your daily, you know, job that you have to do. So keep pushing, keep slaying, and you're the best.
Oh, you know,
thank you so much, guys. I love you.
We love you too. So listen, real quick, Spencer Gifts in the Mall has these little capsules. They're stink bombs. You should place one in her office. And let her stink the whole entire office up. It would be hilarious.
That sounds like a great idea, actually. I might have to look into that.
You're so unwell. You need a psych eval. All right. Thank you so much, Haley.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day.
Bye now.
You too. Keep crushing.
Bye.
That's a tough scene, if I do say so myself. Because so many people go through this.
Let me get to this text. I've had several jobs where a coworker was jealous of me. Each time it was a middle-aged woman who was on the larger side and divorced. I'm a young woman in a pretty happy relationship, and when they find that out about me, suddenly they start taking it out on me.
This person says, some high school girls just never change. Right, Moose? Right, Moose? Why would they write that?
I'm not sure what that...
I don't know.
Kelly says, yep, it is difficult to work with women. That's all I can say. There's always going to be some sort of competition. Do you agree with that, Breeze?
Hey, there's like two girls in this building, so... No.
What?
There's like two girls here.
Well, no, you know
it's
what?
It's like literally me and two other girls.
I forget that your work experience doesn't extend far past this.
Yeah, and I work with you every day, so no. I don't really work with a ton of women. A
lot of jealousy in this studio, right?
So much.
What's up, guys? This is no surprise. Someone who comes into the workplace who thinks they should make the same amount of pay for doing half the work is usually a Gen Zer. This is very common. Kill them with kindness.
Yeah, you know, the whole idea of you getting here and being like, well, I should make the same as you because we're doing the same job or we're doing a similar job. That's simply just like not how that one works.
But let's not kid ourselves either. As much as you want to be happy for someone, there's always that part of you where it's like, why not me? It should have been me.
No, I get that. And I've been in that position too.
Oh yeah, we know.
What?
We know.
What do you mean?
Because anytime something good happens to somebody in the office.
No. I mean like here, like actual positions here. Like I've definitely been in that position. But I was in the same situation as this woman. Like I wasn't qualified. Like I didn't have the resume to back up why I needed that job or why I should be in this job. You know what I mean?
And that's why people lie on their resume.
Right. Absolutely. And then it comes out later on, I don't actually know how to use Excel.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you said you were a master at it on your LinkedIn, so.
Yeah, well, congrats to our girl Super Haley tough. On the promotion. Appreciate the call this morning. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Look at all the hot takes coming in this morning. 585-252-9800. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and it's time to clear
the air, baby.
This is hot out the gate. Travis, overweight women have an easy time getting uncommitted casual sex from dating apps, but struggle greatly finding a relationship. In other words, a lot of guys are okay with having sex with an overweight woman. They just don't want their friends and family to know about it. There, I said it. Oh, my God. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Travis, for that.
This is the same Travis that works out at Midtown?
Yikes. All right, moving on. Handshakes are absolutely disgusting, and I wish that people would stop doing them. There, I said it. Do we want another pandemic, or what exactly are we doing here?
This is how COVID started. Just give someone a pound.
A pound?
Give them a pound or an elbow.
Right. I believe the term is fist bump.
Oh, yeah.
Right, of course. Pound them out. I'm like, ugh, I don't know if we should.
Hey,
I don't know if we should.
It's awkward walking into a job interview and they go to shake your hand. Do you mind if we just pound?
No one's ever said that in the history of ever. HR would be involved.
I'm pretty sure.
Big pound guy. Huge pound guy. He's like, you want a pound later? I'm like, I'm so good. Thank you so much. I'm glad you asked, you know, and didn't just go for it.
Yeah, we got to pound it out.
Oh, God.
Let's go over to Grace.
The only reason you keep in contact with your ex is because there's still something there. There, I said it. Don't say you're just friends because you're not. She said there. I feel
like she's talking to someone very specific.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. How can I know?
I mean, it seems targeted.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, this person says, breaking up by text is 100 times better. There, I said it.
Why?
Why?
Why is it better?
Okay.
We need context.
This person says, it's cowardly and low effort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, I break up with you. Bye. Got it. The violent attack with no sense of accountability. It's all your fault. You're absolute trash.
Yeah.
The emotional dumping with no consideration of your time. I'm sorry. You're so sad. I love you, but I don't want to be with you.
So, I always tried to be the bigger person. I was dating this girl, and we dated for only 7 months.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm not going to text her. I'm not going to do this in a phone call. I'm going to do it in person. Because anyone would respect somebody that does that, right? So, after acting class, I drive across town. I go over there. I sit her down, and I tell her why this isn't working, why I've been feeling the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her this isn't going to work. And I said, I definitely don't feel good when I'm around you. I don't like the person I become when I'm with you. And I broke it down for her. And she was actually very understanding. And then as soon as I left that night, she sent me a text. No one has ever broken up with me the way you have because you're a coward. I'm like, how am I a coward? I could have just peaced out and ghosted your ass.
Literally.
I sat down and had an adult conversation with you.
So I want to actually say to that person's point about the texting breakup. I feel like when you do break up, and I see both sides, and I see what you did, and I think it's great. And I really truly in my heart and soul don't believe that you should break up with anyone over text. I think that people deserve closure. But what I will say is I believe...
But for how long?
That's what I'm saying. I believe that the breakup conversation always lasts 3 hours too long. I truly believe that.
No, but I'm saying
you just sit there, go round and round, right, it's like...
It did go on for a long time.
You know what I mean? Because they're...
But what I'm saying is, though, the breakup text, what if, like, you've only hung out two or three times? Is that...
That's fine. I'm talking more so relationship.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because you know what? You sit there and you kind of drag out this conversation because you know it's the last time you're probably ever going to see this person. So you want to hang on to any conversation or any topics that you might have just as ammo to keep them around for 3 hours too long. I mean, yeah. It's happened to me. I get it.
If you don't want to hug them afterwards, just pound it out.
Just pound it out. Go back to pounding it out. I want to do mine for today. Saving money gets me going. There, I said it. I'm like obsessed with saving money right now. I literally like, it's all I think about. It's all I talk about. Like, I can't believe it. All and right. It makes me so happy.
Well, let's talk about why you think this is an unpopular opinion.
Because up until literally last month, I didn't even have a savings account. So.
But why is this a hot take?
Because I don't think that people have the ability to save money because I don't think they put themselves in a position to do so. But once you actually start doing it, I believe that your life will change for the better.
Yeah, you'll have more money.
It seems unobtainable to save money when you're living paycheck to paycheck. But I'm telling you.
Breezy just dragged in a $100 treadmill she got off Facebook Marketplace into the studio. She's walking on a treadmill in between breaks.
Yes.
It's very distracting.
I need to get my fitness goals up. Be supportive.
This guy says, can we start suing McDonald's, please? The ice cream machine is not broken. They're just lazy. I said it.
Why is it always broken?
We've been talking about this for years. It's always broken. Just because, this is mine for today, just because you're older does not make you more qualified to give advice to people. There, I said it. Especially if you're homeless. Because the amount of times I've heard someone on the street say, let me tell you a little something about life. You don't have to. You don't have to do that. You know what your problem is? We're good. I don't need advice from you.
I'm so good.
Thank you so much, though.
Thank you, though. Thank you. Okay. This person says, okay, I have a wedding and my cousin's wedding in 2 weeks after mine. She called my brother and my mom, then unfriended my fiance on Facebook. Like, how petty... I mean, do people not understand that a wedding day, it's a wedding day, not a month? There, I said it. So they're having a wedding within 2 weeks of each other, and that pissed off the cousin, and she's unfriended, and she's not feeling it.
Right. Okay.
Like, stop. I mean,
sometimes if people want to remove themselves from your life,
let them
do it.
Let them.
Guys, Taylor Swift is going to do a surprise performance at the Super Bowl, and I am here for it. There, I said it. Everyone who says they are tired of Taylor Swift is just jelly. Okay, Christina, whatever you say. Right. You know what's gross is it's the people, like, I don't care if you like Taylor Swift. I like certain parts of Taylor Swift. I don't like her as Kelsey's girlfriend, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
But the people that make Taylor Swift and their entire personality, especially if you're an adult, just gives me the ick. Never said it.
You know what? It's the same energy as Disney adults.
It sure is.
There, I said it.
And
it's
this
the
was
same energy.
This was you 6 months ago. It was so gross.
No. Like, can we keep it for real for 1 second? I'm on the wave of I like Taylor Swift. I do. Was I a Swiftie? Like, I would give blood to keep her on tour? No.
You were.
I would never, ever. Like, there's people who own every record, every vinyl, every version of every vinyl. Like, not me. No thanks.
And that's,
I'm good on that.
It's great to be passionate about something. I just don't understand what you're getting out of it. What do you get back from that? Aside from, well, there goes my paycheck.
No, but like, you know? I wholeheartedly agree. And I'll take it one step further because this happens a lot. There are Swifties out there that are very aggressive when it comes to Taylor Swift and everything about her, whether it be like, now I'm a Chiefs fan and, you know, Josh Allen sucks or whatever the case may be. I'm not here to yuck your yum. You do what you need to do. As long as you're not yucking mine, that's fine. But I feel like you get really aggressive when you talk about Taylor Swift and we're going to have to take it down, or I'm going to start saying some words about you that you're really not going to like. There, I said it.
Let me ask you something, because I'm sensing that you personally are, you're over the whole Taylor thing.
I told you I was. And like, I'm just like, oh.
I love it.
I saw it. I came, I saw, I conquered, I lived, I laughed, I loved, I prospered. Like, I loved that moment for us. How many moments can we truly have?
The tour was amazing.
People who go to 17 tours, are you well? Can we get you a lobotomy? Like, what is going on?
It's kind of like Shaboozy. I came, I sang that one song, and then I peaced out.
No one's heard from him since. And furthermore, I'll take it a step further, he stole those lyrics from Gypsy or Jizzy or whatever his name is.
I don't care where he got them from. I love that song.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy. Literally been done before. By Chingy, or whatever his name is.
Yes, it's called a remix. Chingy. Where is Chingy? I'm going to go take some Benadryl. Be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
Just when you think your significant other has annoying habits, we get a message from a listener by the name of Paige last night who is, she's wondering if she should be more concerned after finding out about her boyfriend's sneaky little phone habit.
This is insane.
Anybody else? Anyone else have a significant other that has some really, habits that are red flags? It's Moose, it's Breezy. Let's get right into this thing. Hi, Paige. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for coming on the air with us. So share with everyone in detail what your boyfriend has been doing with his phone.
Yeah, I just found out about, and I don't know yet whether this is a red flag or something that I need to be more worried about, but of course, when I bring it up, he tells me to relax or stop overthinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always saying that his phone service sucks. I've never talked to anyone who has more phone issues than him.
Okay.
His calls are always dropping.
And it's not 1996 anymore. They fixed this problem.
Yeah. And he's always told me how bad his self-service was at his apartment because we would be in the middle of a conversation and the call would just drop.
What's he got, Boost Mobile?
No, he's got Verizon.
That's pretty high-end right there. I don't know if
Yeah, it's the best one.
I would have to agree with you on that. It's the most expensive, but it is the best.
Yeah. So what happened was last week, he skipped out of work early to join me for happy hour. Okay. And he got a call from his boss.
Right.
And his boss was grilling him on something he never finished before he took off for the day.
Well, happy hour's more important.
Yeah, but as my boyfriend was talking mid-sentence, he just hung up on his boss and then put his phone on airplane mode.
What?
Yes.
Right, classic.
Is this classic? I've never heard of someone doing this.
This is so classic.
And then later, he sent his boss a text saying that he was getting terrible cell service and that he would call him later.
What, so wow. When he did this, what's going through your head?
It became really clear that all the times when our car would drop, it was because I was confronting him about something.
Well, and he would just hang up and chuck his phone on airplane mode and be done with it for the night.
Right. So he's clearly doing this to you, Paige.
I talked to him about it then, and he was like, no, babe, stop overthinking. You know how Verizon sucks. It's not my fault.
Liar.
I have the worst feeling in my gut that he's lying to me.
Yeah, no, he definitely is, especially if he did it right in front of you. This is obviously his MO. This is obviously his move.
Don't get me wrong. It's creative.
Well, obviously you've been to his apartment before. Do you have Verizon? Do you have sucky service in there?
Yeah, I've never had a cell service.
Right, of course. So this is amazing because I'm going to start using it. But I don't know. I've definitely done something similar, not with the cell service, but like saying my phone died, which like it actually does die, but or I'll be like, I'm getting a call on the other end. I have to hang up and like nobody's calling me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, but definitely a little sketchy as your girlfriend.
So what's the conversation like now with him? Because you saw him do it in front of his boss. He's clearly been doing it to you for quite some time now. So anytime you confront him about something or he feels like you're nagging him, he drops the call.
I don't know what to do now because I don't trust him.
Right. I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what to tell you, Paige.
I mean, did you confront him? Did you say, like, sir?
I did. Yeah.
And he was just like, shut up?
Makes you wonder, though.
He was like, you're overthinking. I never do this to you. It's just Verizon.
Oh, so he's gaslighting you a little bit, too, on the side?
A little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
A classic gaslighter.
You guys been together for quite some time?
It's been about 3-4 months.
3-4 months is not a long time. Yeah. And you know what? I don't know if you're familiar, Paige. Breezy and I had a conversation about the Mel Robbins let them theory.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to let him keep doing what he's doing so he can show you who he truly is.
Right.
That's our advice to you. Just let him. Let him keep doing it. What other sneaky habits does he have?
Oh, gosh. Now I'm scared.
You know, does he go to the bathroom and not wipe? I mean, what else is he doing?
Do you guys think that this is possibly worth ending the relationship over?
Oh, wow. I don't know if we can answer that.
I honestly feel like everybody's so quick to be like, should we break up? Like every time we talk to them, they're like, he left his towel on the floor. Should we break up? Like, I think that people are so quick to think that that is the only case scenario. And it's not. I mean, like, have a conversation with him. Be an adult. And if he continues to do this, I mean, listen, the jig is up on his end. So yeah. You know what's going on. It's not like he can ever use that move on you again because you truly won't believe him.
Right.
So
it really comes down to
ship up or shape out.
This really comes
whatever,
down
to shape up or ship out.
This comes down to how much you're willing to put up with, Paige, at this point. And think about it. It's only been 3-4 months. So, You know what I mean? And he's doing it to his boss too. 585-252-9800. Anyone else do this?
I'm not saying it's a terrible idea.
Never,
yeah, I really like the concept, really, if you don't get caught.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it, Paige. I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your gut telling you want to do?
I don't know. The sex is really good, but sometimes he's a real idiot.
Right, of course. All right, Paige. It looks like you can only answer that question.
Okay. Yeah, Paige, thanks for the call. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, talk soon. Bye. Yeah, the sex is really good. Jennifer goes, you guys want to talk about annoying habits? My husband will never refill the Brita in the fridge.
Okay. There's bigger fish to fry. Thank you, Janine. Thank you so much for weighing in.
PXY, what's up? Is this Carbon?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Carmen.
What's up, man? What are your thoughts?
One has to wonder why he's muting her so much.
Right. A lot of people are asking the same question.
Well, he did it to his boss.
You're only getting her side of the story, guys. You're only getting her side of the story.
No, that is true. Maybe he can call in tomorrow. I don't know.
You think maybe...
Why doesn't he just preemptively tell her, I'm not going to have good service today. Don't bother calling.
That's hilarious. Could you imagine?
Well, when you're spending $135 a month like I am for Verizon, you can only assume that the service being provided to you is going to be top-notch.
You know, Verizon, I do security installations, and we used to install Verizon radios for people's security accounts, you know, for their panels.
Yeah.
And now we've switched over to AT&T because Verizon isn't what it used to be.
Interesting.
If you're down by the lake, forget about having any service. Forget about it.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
My mother used to live in Kendall. I'd go out there and just anticipate I'd be roaming from the Canadian towers.
So, hey, look,
you literally are, too. You're international when you're in Kendall.
Carmen, do you agree with Rob's text coming in right now? He says, sometimes guys just don't feel like chatting, and I don't think it's right to do this to your boss, but there is nothing wrong with doing this to your significant other if you don't feel like talking.
I agree with him in one sense that maybe you could tell her that as opposed to lying to her, because that starts off this whole scheme. You know, you can say, look, babe, I'm tired today. I've had a hard day. Can you nag me about my towel tomorrow, perhaps? And not, you know, not today. I'm kind of, you know, I'm tired. You
right.
can do that, too. You can just be honest with her.
Sometimes people just don't feel like talking.
Honestly, though, I don't know. Depending on your attachment style, whether you're an anxious attachment or anything else, that could also come off as like, so you hate me. I think it's easier to just not say anything at all, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
just from knowing myself.
With the 3 to 4 months that they're just starting off, that they should be going gaga right now.
Obsessed.
For him to already be annoyed with their text.
Right.
that's what a lot of people think.
This
too.
Is why I'm all for bringing pagers back. Let's just bring back pagers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess I do. I never had one, but I can totally understand what you're talking about.
Oh, you're missing out, buddy.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 39 for the high today. A while back on the show, I was not shy about expressing just how grossed out I am about a past coworker of mine who had the most foul BO I have ever come in contact with.
Disgusting.
You remember, right?
I do remember. It was quite wild, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it smelled
You were pissed.
I was very upset. It smelled like Pine Sol mixed with hot garbage.
Nice.
And our boss went outside and threw up on the sidewalk. And I feel like that's when you know, hey, this is pretty bad.
Maybe we should say something.
And we're asking the question on whether or not you've ever refused to tell someone you work with or that you're closest with that they have terrible BO. How do you do it? Because, see, I'm one of those people where I never want to be a part of the problem.
Right.
I just kind of shut my mouth, unless it's someone I really am closest to. Like, if it's my brother, I'm going to keep it real with them. Like, oh, you stink.
You smell really bad. Because it's offense. I mean, here's the problem. It's offensive, but it's also offensive to the person, like,
yeah, you're
that's smelling it. Like, I'm offended that, like, my nose hairs are burning, but thank you, though.
Right. You have a responsibility to say something,
correct,
depending on how close you are.
Correct.
However, is, you know, if you saying something is going to just is it going to get you in trouble with HR? I don't know. I would recommend being subtle about it, but purchasing someone a hygiene gift basket full of deodorant, body wash, perfume, and lotion is not subtle. And that's,
no, it's not subtle at all.
That's just a gift that screams you stink. Now do something about it. And that is exactly what my friend Jenny did to her future sister-in-law. It's like,
no way.
Really? Yep. She calls me and says, do you remember the girl that you used to work with that smelled really, really bad? I said, how can I forget? My boss threw up on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, well, that's my brother's fiance. And this is the third time that I've actually met her in person because they don't live close by. I said, well, she goes, well, all three times, she just reeked of BO. And nobody can figure out where it was coming from until they started hugging the girl. And you know what was so concerning, too, is that she is so well put together. She's clean cut. She dresses nicely.
Sure.
I said, I don't understand. How does she have such bad BO? You know, is
right.
she handling sod? Is she driving a forklift? What's
right.
going on?
What's happening here?
She goes, she smells totally normal, and then by the time she says goodbye, she goes to hug you, and you're dry heaving.
Ew, stop.
So who's responsible? Who's responsible for telling her? Her brother? I said, wait a second.
So
you got her a gift basket full of lotion and hygiene products? She goes, yeah, I'm just trying to see if she gets the hint. I'm like, that's really brave of you.
That is very brave. You know when you know, in the Jersey Shore, when they wrote that letter to Sammy and they're like, "Dear Sammy, Ronnie was cheating on you at bed." That's what they should do for this woman, because it's like, that's a lot.
She goes, "My parents won't say anything to her. And every time we see her, we all pretend that she's not capable of clearing out a room, but she absolutely is. But why are we so scared to tell people that they have a BO problem? But we're so quick to call them out if they have something in between their teeth or they have a long hair hanging off their face." Like, wouldn't they want to know?
I would argue that people don't. I would argue that some people don't aren't so forthcoming with that information of something is in your teeth or you have something on your face or.
So if you were sitting at dinner with someone, you wouldn't let them know if they had something in their teeth. I would.
Depending on how close we are. Like, for example, like it was, I think it was like last year at this time, we went out to lunch with a record label, right? You and I in Danger. I wouldn't tell them.
I would.
I don't know them.
Every single person, regardless of how close you are with them or not, if they have something in their teeth, they would absolutely want you to let them know. You would?
No, I definitely would.
Well, what's the problem? It's different than having BO.
Because it's a touch embarrassing.
It's
pointing out someone's shortcomings is what it is.
What if someone's fly is down? Last week, I'm walking up East Avenue.
My dad.
Just walking, all right? I had to get my 10,000 steps in. This lady from across the street goes, "Sweetie, your fly's down." I said, "That is the second time today. Thank you so much." She was like,
She was also homeless and on drugs.
I was appreciative of the fact that she let me know. It's just a courtesy.
She spotted that from a mile away. Yeah, she must have been looking.
She was definitely looking at
my crotch.
She was
checking you out, for sure. I don't know. I just think, because sometimes, like, it's a cultural thing. Sometimes people have these weird beliefs that deodorant's going to give you cancer. And, like, they're like, aluminum. "I'm doing all natural." And it's like, "But it's not working, Patrice." Like, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, I can't stand the people that come up and are like, "I make my own deodorant at home." Don't you just want to punch him right in the Adam's apple?
But it's not working.
My own deodorant. Donald says, "Moose, it's her clothing. Whenever I wear anything poly-X or acrylic, I stink like hell." What?
What,
Donald?
Donald, you've never even met this woman, so.
Oh, yes, I love it. Yes, of course, the acrylic sweater.
You can blame whatever fabric it is all you want, but at the end of the day, that odor is coming from your body, hence body odor.
Yeah, Gina, I agree 100%. I don't care who you are or how, if I just met you, if I stink, if I have something in my teeth, somebody better say something or there's going to be hell to pay. Couldn't agree more.
So what is she going to do? I say we call her live on air. I say she lets us handle the situation. We'll never see this woman. We're states and states away. We're on the other end of the country.
Where does one purchase a hygiene basket? The only place I can think of is...
I think you have to put it together yourself.
Bath and Body Works in the mall.
But it is funny now that I think about it. I've always gotten lotion and stuff from my mom for Christmas and things like that. So
girls in high school used to reek of that disgusting body spray. They all use the same one.
Love Scent. Or Love Spell. Excuse me. Love Spell.
That was it.
It's Love Spell.
They'd spray it under their arms.
The cherry blossom.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.